News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 14th of February, Anno Domini 2004, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is the Saturday edition of Soundbites. What could
Valentine's
be more exciting than it? It is Valentine's Day today. Remember, all you folks out there now, pretty much...
Getting your wife new software for your machine is not a Valentine's gift.
Exactly. Whatever else you may think of yourself, there is a certain minimal amount of geekiness in you if you, in fact, listen to this show regularly. So let me just remind all my fellow and my colleague geeks out there, men and women, that it is time to turn off the machine today. What your sweetie really wants you to do. Whether your sweetie is male or female, what your sweetie really wants you to do is turn the dang machine off and spend just a little bit of time with them.
Unless you're separated and you're talking to them through instant messenger to keep in touch.
Right. If distance separates you and that's how you talk to each other, then the best Valentine gift would have been a couple of webcams.
Yep.
So you could see each other.
Yep.
But remember, after the show is over, of course, turn off your computer. In fact, while we're here, make a phone call or get online and make a nice reservation somewhere, if you can still get one anywhere in town.
Really?
And take your sweetie out somewhere nice and forget about computer stuff for a while.
We have found that babysitters are an extreme premium this weekend.
Oh.
Don't have to worry about that one anymore.
My wife got me the Space 1999 DVD set.
She loves you. Yeah,
we'll be in watching television.
That's very lovely. That's so sweet.
Martin Landau and Barbara Bain. Who?
Exactly. There's a match made somewhere. I'm not quite sure where at this point.
We don't want to go there.
Before we get to the news, let me remind people that we're playing around with, and I'm not going to promise we do this any given week, but we are playing around with streaming. I haven't had. I
should explain a little bit for folks.
Yeah, what that means is we're streaming this show live. So if you wanted to hear the show and you're at your computer rather than near a phone, you can actually listen to us through the computer.
Or actually a radio.
Or a radio. Well, because if you call in and you're on hold, you'll hear the show. So right. I was thinking that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah, right. That's what we're doing here.
New test. How long will Rob leave you on hold?
I think Moody Blues actually holds the record. He was on hold for, about a half an hour one day.
Yeah.
So we're streaming, and if you wanted to listen to a stream, it's at SB Arch, which is where the Soundbites archives are, sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080. That's 8080. And you go there with your media MP3 player, whether that's XMMS or Winamp on mm-hmm. the PC. Is it MacAmp? No, something else.
Yeah, MacAmp or iTunes.
Or iTunes or whatever.
Other players, yeah.
There are a bunch of other players
yeah,
that will do it. Zimf will do it on Linux as well. So if you go there, you'll get online. We have three people connected right now. Two of them through Frontier and one of them through Roadrunner. See how I can tell these things? And you'll hear the show, and we're delighted to have you join us there. We'll see how this works. We're playing with it now, and I keep looking at the logs to see how big a hit that's going to be. So in terms of, you know, how bogged down our system mm-hmm. is going to be. And RIT, God bless them, how much of their bandwidth I'm going to use. If it ends up being too much, we're done with that. But,
what's that link again?
sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080. If you go there with your web browser, you're not really going to see anything interesting, but that is where you send your streaming media player. So we're gonna get to the news now. There is an incredible amount of news, most of it bad for Microsoft, but We'll go to that stuff after the break. We're going to take a quick break now. Back in just a couple of moments with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Thursday morning, February 19th at 8 a.m., you can experience Rochester for Less with Ladies Workout Express. Ladies can get trim and tan in just 30 days, lose the weight, and get the tan you want, less than a dollar a day. You can get a month of unlimited workouts and tans once a week for only $25. That's a $69 value, by the way. You save almost $45. Get trim and tan with Ladies Workout Express on Jefferson Road across from Southtown Plaza. Log on to RochesterForLess.com for all the details.
Hi, this is a client talking about the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. With spring just around the corner, now is the time to start planning that special event that's coming up. The Phelps Hotel will make any special event a memorable one. Whether it's a wedding, rehearsal dinner, shower, anniversary party, birthday party, retirement party, think of the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. Joanne will personally help take care of all of the planning for your party, and Peter will make sure the food is outstanding. The Phelps Hotel Restaurant has two beautiful private party rooms, which provide a unique Victorian setting for your special occasion. So call for more party information, 315-548-5200, 315-548-5200, or go to their website at phelpshotel.com. The Phelps Hotel is conveniently and centrally located on Route 96, just 30 minutes east of Eastview Mall and 10 minutes west of the Waterloo Outlet Mall.
Moving ideas forward.
Your ideas.
Her ideas.
Black and white or
color ideas.
Color ideas.
Color ideas.
Rethink color.
The Officio 1232 from Ricoh, a multifunction printer that delivers low-cost color without raising the cost of black and white.
Pay for color only when you need it.
The Officio 1232 from Ricoh. Moving ideas forward.
Ideas. Ideas. Ideas.
Ricoh.
How well do you?
Prince Coffee Skin Facts.
How well do you share?
Don't miss the first annual Rochester RV and Camping Show this Thursday, February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience. Get incredible deals from one of Western New York's best RV dealers, Colton RV, with over 150 units on display. See the new line of trucks and SUVs from the Doan Automotive Group, the new Kubota RTV from Admar Supply. Meet reps from the Cat's Bass Ferry and the all-new Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack. Talk with New York's finest campground owners. Register to win getaway weekends and a $500 camping kit from Gander Mountain. February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience. Log on to WHAM1180.com for more.
If you're thinking of building a home and thinking of not using an architect, I have some advice for you. Don't sell yourself short. Architects aren't just for that mansion on a lake. They happen to be crucial for that cottage on a budget. In fact, the tighter the budget, the more valuable the expertise. With a member of the American Institute of Architects, you get more out of your new home than you ever imagined. And the earlier you call, the more expertise you get. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
This is the sound
level it.
Of a family's life.
Yeah, I knew it.
The walls are coming down.
Changing forever.
Let's make it happen.
The Hit Special Extreme Makeover Home Edition is now its own series. Every week, we'll rip down one house to the studs. And in just 7 days, one deserving family will return to the home of their dreams.
When they finally see this thing, they're going to flip out.
On Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, my gosh!
The one-hour series premiere at 8, 7 Central, followed by an all-new Alias and The Practice, ABC Sunday.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Connecting with the American people. One-on-one.
Weekdays, 2 till 5, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm David, right?
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites. We're going to get to the news. There's a lot of it, so we'll try to rip through it, and we'll start with Steve.
Well, no.
Apparently we're not ripping through it.
No, why don't you start with yours, because it leads into mine.
With mine or with his? What's that with Dave?
Yeah, well, with mine, it's like, you know, Microsoft just put out a new brand of Swiss cheese because their operating system has found more holes than Swiss cheese right now because they four or five? I lost track of the number of holes that they have found, like remote access. And then there's also still plaguing people right now is the My Doom, which also exploits open ports on your system. And then there's another one that is sort of tied to Adaware that it's not a Trojan and it's not a virus, but what it does is it comes in and wants you to download this program, and then it goes to anybody with AOL user list, and it starts mailing itself out to that. And again, opening, you know, it can exploit your machine, especially if you don't have your ports blocked and everything else. The same with the Microsoft patch. It can let people in remotely, and they can literally take over your machine and, you know, pass it, more or less use you as a portal to go on out.
Right,
then.
Exactly.
They masquerade themselves when they're doing something bad, so you get arrested.
Yeah, so, you could be sitting there minding your own business, and they could be going through your machine and grabbing porn and everything else. So, and very innocently, you know, think that, oh, nothing's going on, and all these other files could be hidden on your machine.
Yep. Before we move on, people have asked for the streaming address again.
I put it on the fact list, too.
It's on the fact list, so you'd be able to see it there, but it's SBArch, that's Soundbites Archive, sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080. Now, we're only allowed 10 people on the list, and there are five right now, so because, like I said, we're still testing. I'm not going to get all nuts about it. They have to check everything, including the amount of bandwidth
kind
we're
of
using.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So right now, only 10 people can get on, but it's SBArch. It's at the archive server, sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080. And you don't go there with your web browser. You go there with your streaming media player like XMMS or Zinf or Winamp or MacAmp or iTunes.
Any of the programs to listen to.
So those are the ones, that's how you get there. Right now we have six people, which puts us, again, at where our peak has always been, six people. So we've got a little ways to go for that. And now, is it my turn next? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you go next.
Okay, I'll go next. A bunch of stuff. One is that the FCC is starting to rewrite the Internet rules, folks. We're talking about telephone calls being made online. Right now it's free. The FCC wants to regulate that, maybe. Which, because it bypasses the conventional phone network, and consequently no phone company makes money on that. In addition, they have a new technology that, I think it was on actually my website, snick.com, Bobby was asking about, which is internet over the phone, over the power grid. And I haven't done enough research into that yet, but I'm looking into it. And,
we played with some of the Linksys products. It's nice if you want to extend your internet connection without running a wire, Ethernet wire, but it's a little slower than a real wire.
Right, but they have to develop rules about allowing power lines to do that because it can interfere with other things, and all that stuff. So it's pretty interesting that stuff is going on. And then there's the Microsoft security, the Microsoft source code leak. It appears that Microsoft source code was leaked out onto the Internet and some of the source code for NT4 and 2000 products. Now, you may say, well, what do I care? I run XP, but the base code is all the same. It's all based on the NT technology. So that's an interesting problem they've got. It's about a 203 megabyte chunk. It's a 600 meg worth of the basic source code.
There's like 5 million lines out of the 30 million total.
Yeah, it's about 15% of the source code. That's all it is.
It's enough to do damage.
So, well, and that's an interesting question. Microsoft has always believed in security through obscurity, and this means that they no longer are obscure.
It also means that it has to be well documented for anyone to understand it, so they might have a little luck there.
But, you know, in terms of fixing leaks, the Linux community has always been open source. So when somebody finds a hole, it gets patched instantaneously. But the Linux community has tens of thousands of people all over the globe who want nothing more than to close the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has to pay its programmers, and it only has a couple of hundred.
And has tens of thousands of people trying to find the leak.
Trying to find the leak.
So they're already moving on to the next new program, to the skeleton crew that's still trying to patch the old one.
So it's a much tougher row for them to hoe. It's a real problem for them. Looking at the current vulnerabilities that Steve was talking about, Microsoft knew about those vulnerabilities 6 months ago, and it took them that long to create the patches and test the patches against the thousands of variations of stuff that they have tested against. Whereas the way the Linux community works is they put it together, they send it out there, and people test it for them. So they can do, you can get a patch out in half an hour, whereas Microsoft takes 6 months. It's a real problem for them. They leak the source code.
And it was interesting reading some of the comments that were being posted about the documentation in the code. Boy, I'm glad I bought a Mac. You know, this really stinks, and it's this horrible coding. And
yeah, I hope they hack the hell out of it and they're saying it makes it easier on hackers. A little bit, but not that much. There are so many known problems with there. There's a bunch of junk code in there. It appears to be 13.5 million lines of code. That's just for the 2000 code. The NT code was 28 million lines. And, of course, Kazaa, it's the number one file on Kazaa at the moment, so that's kind of exciting. And the Gartner Group, which is the group that really, everybody listens to Gartner when they talk about stuff. They are now casting doubt on the Microsoft security commitment. Because, Microsoft has this secure computing initiative in place. And Gartner is saying, we have to revise this. We've already had a cautious position on Microsoft, and we may have to revise it because Microsoft has failed to commit publicly to extraordinary events to eliminate glaring holes in its operating system. The problem Microsoft has is that a lot of people listen to Gartner. A lot of large organizations base what they want to do, what they're going to do next, on what Gartner says. And if Gartner says that Microsoft is not secure, people are going to start paying attention to that. The city of Paris is now looking at replacing all their desktops with Linux simply because of this. There are a lot of doctor's offices that are saying, taking a close look at the HIPAA code, the HIPAA code, and saying, we can't guarantee HIPAA that our systems are secure if we're running Microsoft. It's a real problem that they have now.
Just an article in the news yesterday that the big blackout last August was caused by a computer failure not sounding an alarm when it should have.
Right.
So the broken computer somewhere.
Yes, and it's Microsoft has a real problem at this point because they require, they've talked so much about secure computing. They require people to know that their systems are secure. And this is a big black eye for them. So it's going to be very tough for them, I think, at this point to get around it. That's not to say that their systems are any less secure than they were yesterday. It's just that the perception is there. And it's an interesting problem for them. Steve, what's your...
Well, and that all leads into an issue that's coming to the Mac, is that if you are running Virtual PC, which allows you to run Windows and PC programs on your Mac, you are vulnerable to all of these vulnerabilities, too. And Microsoft has released some patches this week for Virtual PC version 6.0 and 6.1 to fix a couple of vulnerabilities that would allow someone to take complete control of your system. They come in through the hole in Windows, and then since the Windows environment is sharing resources with the Mac environment, they can get through Windows into the Mac and do things on your Mac as well. So if you have a shared volume in your Windows environment that you read Mac files with, a virus can destroy all your Mac files as well because you are running that Windows code. So if you are running Virtual PC, you need to keep up on all these Windows updates as well as now a Virtual PC update for Microsoft.
Yeah. It's an interesting problem. Microsoft is between a rock and a hard place at this point. They've touted this secure computing initiative so much. And now to get this kind of black eye, and it's really not their fault. It was one of their the companies that they work with.
They probably do want to be secure.
Well, yes, I'm not saying they don't. Yeah. I'm not saying anything like that. But what I am saying is that it is an interesting problem for them because there's a whole lot of people out there who are just looking for that black eye.
And 13 million lines of code being only 15%, 100 million lines of code, how many errors are there going to be? You're going to find holes somewhere. And fixing 100 million lines of code has got to be a horrible undertaking.
It's impossible. God bless them. That's a very hard thing to do. Well, listen, we're gonna I think we've said enough nice things about Microsoft today.
Yeah.
I think we're done with it. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back on us, we'll get to your calls. And we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on your favorite computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Michael Savage.
You're all afraid of your children. If the kid comes home with baggy jeans, burn them. All of the middle class people. How cute. He's wearing baggy jeans. He looks like a little crack runner. And listen to the nice music he's listening to, Martha.
Savage.
I'm going to kill white boys and hang them by the neck. I'm going to break their back. I'm going to call a crack. I'm going to break their neck. I'm going to hit that hoe. Take that hoe and break her nowhere. Oh. You hear these schmendricks that come out of high school, white punks with pimples? Idiots on marijuana.
Michael Savage, weeknight today on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Get ready, Rochester. The open road starts here. For 4 days only, the world's best motorhomes are coming to town for the 2004 RV and Camping Show, February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience, 880 Elm Grove Road, just off the 490 and 531. If you go to just one RV event this year, this is it. Check out the latest and greatest RVs, motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent campers with more floor plans than ever. Special financing, exclusive factory incentives, and great prizes. All this plus free admission, free parking, and a whole lot more. Like a free gift, RV purchasers at the show can receive Dirt Motorsports passes or Six Flags Darien Lake site rental and theme park tickets. RV lovers, you can't afford to miss the Rochester RV and Camping Show. 4 days only, February 19th through the 22nd. Special preview night, Thursday, 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9 p.m. Sunday, 9 to 5. Just down the road at the Total Sports Experience. 880 Elm Grove Road, off Route 490 and 531.
Come into Hess Express and pick up a free excursion guide to local travel destinations. While you're at it, enter the Hess Express Exciting Excursion Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Official rules available at participating Hess locations.
Soundbite, powered by Patrick GMC. It's a special time of the year. Love is in the air. And Lauer's Furniture presents their special four-day Valentine's Love Your Home Sale. Now through Sunday only. Warm your heart and hearth with the joy of owning fine furniture. Let the Lauer's Cupid put his arrows into hot savings you're sure to love. Like 20 to 50% off unique one-of-a-kinds, floor samples, and select special buys. Take 10% off all special orders and 30% off all accessories. So if it's great values you love, with the sweetness of no payments for 12 months and free delivery, Lauer's will be your special Valentine. Need more love? Register to win a $1,000 gift certificate. Hurry in now. Lauer's Cupid must leave Sunday at 5 p.m. Lauer's Furniture, 3300 Monroe Avenue. And Lauer's, your home, sweetheart.
The ESL Jefferson Awards. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Visit your local ESL branch or log on to ESL.org to learn how you can honor an extraordinary volunteer.
Saturday night, the Amherst head to Syracuse to continue the best rivalry in the AHL. The Amherst, the Crunch, Saturday at 7:05, only on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And this is Sound Bites. Eight of you are listening on the website. I limited it to 10 for my test. Okay, so I've got 8 on right now. And I was just telling these guys I wanted to see two things. One is what the load on the system would be, and the other is what the load on the bandwidth would be. I can't check bandwidth until Monday because I don't have outside access to any of that material. But I'm looking at the load average on the system, and it appears to be zero. So I don't think we have a lot to worry
about.
Double
zero.
Three zeros in a row, actually, 0.00. So it looks like it's pretty dang much non-existent, 8 out of 10 of you listening online right now. Please get in the forums and let us know how it sounded to you. That's part of it, too, of course.
Our upstream DSL link is pretty much solid.
There is nothing to do. Yeah, because I'm streaming out. Exactly right. And but I stream out. That's why it's on the Soundbite server instead of serving it out of here. Mm-hmm. I stream directly to the Soundbite server, and the Soundbite server serves everybody else. There's a bigger pipe there. Yep. So I'm only sending out one stream from here. So we're going to get to the phones now to the people who have been so patiently waiting online. I want to apologize and thank each and every one of you. There's a lot of news this week, and we needed to get that information out to you. Remember, update. Dance the security tango and make sure you've got everything updated. Our first caller, Steve from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. Great show.
Thank you.
This has to do a little with the news that you just gave.
Yeah.
I have an older iBook,
mm-hmm.
and I have Roadrunner, and I have a hub, and I have version 9 software. I'm looking for a good phone connection via the Internet.
Yeah. For making telephone calls over the Internet.
Yeah, and something, a good package maybe to look at.
A software on the computer or a standalone phone?
Probably a standalone phone.
I know we've talked about Vonage in the past.
Vonage makes a system, but so does Roadrunner, don't they? Roadrunner has, what do they call it, Line Runner? Or?
Line Runner, yeah, telephone over cable. Well, that's telephone over cable. That's not quite the same as voice over IP.
No, not quite, but it is certainly something to look at. The problem with all voice over IP, Vonage is one of vonage.com, I suspect. Steve will find that and put the link up. The problem with all of these, of course, you have to remember, is that if the power goes out, you have no phone.
Oh, I see.
The phone you have now, of course, works independently of the current power grid. So if your power goes out, your network connection goes down.
So does your phone.
That was always the neat thing you see on the war movies is the giant phone where they're cranking and cranking and cranking. A 9-volt battery powers the phone. The crank is to make the bell ring at the other end.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
you need this huge crank to get the bell to ring.
Because I heard iConnect Here is one of those. Have you ever heard of that?
iConnect. I've heard
not
of it, but I haven't really looked into that myself personally. And of course, it's on the Mac, so I wouldn't know. They're all i-something on the Mac now, aren't they?
Probably.
Yeah. But, yeah, the thing to do is to take a close look. If you're looking at running it through the Mac, it certainly can't hurt to take a look. Some of them are free, and you might as well just download them and play with them, see what happens.
Yeah.
Even Apple's iChat lets you do text, audio, and video free over the Internet.
But only to another iChat person.
iChat or AOL Instant Messenger.
Right, but not to a phone.
But
I heard that's computer to computer.
Yeah, I heard that there are boxes that you can just hook up to the hub and mm-hmm. use your regular phone to that.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Like I said, we haven't had a lot of experience with those because we haven't bought them. And it's hard to get your hands on them. Yeah. But yes, they do exist. And from what I'm given to understand, they work like any other network connection. You know, when, for example, a few weeks ago, the MyDoom virus was dragging the net down. And, you know, if you tried to stream media, it kept breaking up. Same thing's going to happen to your phone, your voice call. Now, your voice call uses a much lower bandwidth because it's just voice, but it can still happen.
I see.
So the net is not really, you know, for making general calls, the net can be a problem. Now, I have a friend who uses Vonage every day and couldn't possibly be happier. It's pretty much his main phone line, and he's thrilled with it. But, you know, depending on where you are and what sort of connection you have. Now, you're on Roadrunner, so you've got a good, solid, high-bandwidth connection. So you should be pretty good. But you need to be aware that those things are possible.
The other thing that's neat is that you can get phone numbers in any city in the world that come to your phone, you know, because it's all the Internet.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly.
So you can open an office in Dublin, and it rings in your house.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. I'm sorry we didn't have a more instantaneous and better answer for you, but it's something I've wanted to look into and get
not enough
forward.
Hours in the day.
Yeah,
well,
exactly. Not enough.
Yeah, what the FCC is looking into now is, you know, telephone over the Internet. You're not paying the phone company, and they're mad.
Exactly. Our next caller, John from Macedon, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Is it Don, maybe?
Could it be Don?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question for you. I have two registered full versions of XP Home and XP Pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I put Home over XP Pro?
Why?
Well, I want to free up that version.
You cannot. It's considered a downgrade, and
yeah.
it won't do that.
You'd have to redo the whole machine.
Okay.
I mean, you can do
sure
it,
how
but
you, how
no.
you do that next
You'd have
thing.
To no, uninstall it, and then you're going to have to, you know, erase the machine, put XP Home on, and then you're going to have to call Microsoft to re-register because that copy has already been registered.
Okay.
Yeah, in any event, you're going to have to call Microsoft and unregister that computer that it's registered on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know there was, is there any easy way to do that in XP?
No. Why are you going backwards?
Well, because I want to put Home on my laptop, and I want to put the Pro on a new machine I'm going to get.
The only difference between Home and Pro is the Pro will allow you to connect to the major difference. There are a couple of other minor differences. The major difference is that XP Pro will allow you to connect to a Windows 2000-based network or an Active Directory network. Whereas Home will only was server-based network, whereas Home will only allow you to connect to a peer-to-peer network.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how would I clear that out if I wanted to?
Well, as Dave said, you pretty much have to wipe the machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how is that done in XP?
You got to
boot from your CD and erase the hard drive.
Yeah. One of the choices at the very beginning will be, do you want to do an upgrade or do you want to do a new install? You say new install, and then another next choice will be, do you want to wipe out the hard drive? And you say yes.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you're going to want to make sure you've got all your data backed up a couple of different times before you try that.
Exactly.
It's really not, you know, I mean, for what you're going to accomplish, unless you are connecting to a server, you know, you're not going to
gain much.
Right.
You're not going to gain much, and just take the Pro version and put it on, you know, if that's already. Or you say the XP Home is the one you still got that
hasn't
been installed?
Well, I have both of them, and I want to get the Pro off of a machine that...
I just leave the Pro on that machine, put Home on the new one.
Okay.
Yeah. For the time and effort and what you're going to, you know, gain, you won't see much difference.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's a tough choice. I mean, the differences are so minor. For the average user.
Yeah, I mean, especially in a home use. I mean, if he was connecting up to a server and needed extra security and all that other stuff, he really doesn't need it.
Right, exactly. Our next callee is Bonnie from Les... Our next callee?
Callee?
Our next callee is Bonner. Is that what I was going to say?
I don't know, but this is Bonnie from Leicester, New York.
Yes, Bonnie from Leicester, who is a caller. Bonnie, caller, Leicester. Make a sentence out of that and talk to us, Bonnie, please.
Good afternoon. In spite of your speech impediment, I probably will have a computer impediment. So that'll nullify each other out, I believe.
Thank you.
We have a router on ours. Will this protect us from the XP leakage, Microsoft leakage?
No.
No.
If you have a router with a firewall, it will help.
Okay.
So which most routers have firewalls.
Most of them do.
And that prevents outside.
It's new.
Yeah, it prevents outside people from hacking into your network.
Right.
It will not prevent a virus from coming in through your email, for example,
right.
And then opening a connection out of your network for someone to use.
Okay. Okay.
So you still need to dance the security tango, which, again, you can get at our website, soundbites.org.
Could I ask you one brief question?
Yeah, but yes, ask us the question. We'll answer it after the break.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to know, can I add, I got a different Office program with this new computer.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, mainly because I have to change, if I email anything out as attachments, get over to Microsoft because that's what everybody asks. And that's usually what they'll read.
What's your Office program?
I don't know. It's OpenOffice or something.
Oh, we'll be happy to talk about OpenOffice after the break. You'll be pleasantly surprised. We have to go now. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Bonnie's Answer, Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show you'll ever hear, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Imagine if furniture was built just for you, designed by you. At Bassett, they can help you create the home of your dreams, room by room, that reflects your style, not theirs. They can offer custom furniture without the customary wait. They can even help you design that special room free of charge with their design experts. Visit this weekend for Bassett's President's Day sale. Now is the time to save on beautiful furniture that is just as individual as you are. Plus, take advantage of their no interest and no payments until 2005. Flexible financing, free design help, and fast delivery. Bassett, you've never bought furniture like this before.
When it comes to Valentine's Day, nothing says I love you better than the sparkle of diamonds or the glint of gold. And Littman Jewelers has lots of romantic gift ideas for you. Lots of ways to say Happy Valentine's Day. Like diamond rings, earrings, and bracelets. 14-karat gold chains and charm bracelets. A whole array of stunning platinum jewelry. And if you want something that's a little more lighthearted, a little more fun, something that says a lot even though it doesn't cost a lot, Littman Jewelers has a gift idea that's just perfect. A diamond heart-shaped pendant for only $59. And the baguette-shaped diamonds are 1/4 carat total weight. Littman Jewelers also has a brilliant cut diamond fashion ring, 1 carat total weight, for $199. A remarkable price for a full 1 carat total weight ring. And don't forget, you can visit us on the web at littmanjewelers.com.
Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And the first thing we're going to do is answer the question about open office that we had before the break from Bonnie, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what goes on the website, and then we'll get back to your call. Bonnie, you're probably using, you said you're using open office. Normally, it saves its stuff in its own internal format, which, in fact, is a pretty terrific format.
Yep.
Basically, it's a zipped file with all of the files inside it to do true XML data. It's got the schema and the data itself and all the other two files, which is names I can't remember right now, to do XML data. However, you can also teach or command OpenOffice to save all of its files in
DOC.
Regular DOCs or in
XLS for Excel.
Excel files or RTF files
or
whatever.
So when you send one of your
files.
You've
got a lot of latitude that you can change a number of the settings.
Right. The problem you've probably run into is you send an OpenOffice file to someone, they can't open it.
Right.
And you have to do a save as Microsoft Word. If you go in your OpenOffice preferences, you can make the default Microsoft Word.
Right, and
same with the Excel, the spreadsheets and everything else, and then it's a non-issue. You've got a better word processor, spreadsheet, and everything else with more versatility in that if you also want to create PDFs.
Right.
That's one feature I like is I sit there and create a PDF and, edit it.
One click.
Post it out there, and then, bam, you're done.
And the alternative would be to pay the $400 and buy the Microsoft Office Suite, which no one really wants
but
to do.
But in order to do this, what you want to do, Bonnie, is open any Office document, whether it's, you open up a Word text document or a spreadsheet or whatever you want, and go to the Options menu. One of the choices is Load Save. And you can say the standard file format for a text document, an HTML document, a spreadsheet, whatever. And then the other choice is always save as, and you have multiple choices. If you scroll up, you have all the word choices. So you can choose Word 6, Word 95, 97, 2000, XP.
Whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards. So you can set that to be the permanent method of saving it. OpenOffice will, of course, open any regular Office document, so that's never a problem. It's a pretty neat product. For all of you out there who do not, even if you do have Office now, you owe it to yourself to take a look at OpenOffice. As I've said many times, it does things
differently.
Cheaper. It's free. Right. Duh.
Well, even if you go out to the stores and buy it. If you had to go out and buy it.
If you buy the Star Office version, which gives you more fonts and more graphics.
That's only $80.
Yeah.
Versus the Microsoft package, which is, what, you said
$500? It's $400 for the standard suite and $500 for the pro suite.
Yeah.
Right. So it's pretty. It's a pretty good deal. You know, anywhere between free and $80 is cheaper than $400 to $500. It's at openoffice.org. I believe we already have a link on our website. You owe it to yourself to give it a try. As I've said many times, you know, it's like buying a new car. You still know how to drive. It's just the controls are in a different place. The same thing is true of the Open Office Suite. You can do all the same things. It's just a different place where you go to do them. So if you've been holding off on buying Office because it's so expensive, you can run Open Office and get all the benefit and do all the same stuff. It has a word processor, a spreadsheet, a graphics program, an HTML editor, and a presentation package, which would be like PowerPoint. And it'll open Word and Excel and PowerPoint documents. So, and it'll save them. So yep. you're way ahead of the game in that respect. We're going to talk a little bit about what goes on our website right now. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll, as you know, we talked about Windows 98 and how the support has been extended. The governor called at 11:59, and we got a little extension on Windows 98. 489 of you voted. I'm delighted to say that.
Yeah.
That makes this one number 4 on the all-time hit list. And the number 1 response was, I've already dumped it, at 39%, followed by 26% of you saying, I'll keep it forever. So people love or hate Windows 98. 16% of you never had it. 10% of you are teetering. And 8% of you run an alternate OS, which I indicated by saying, why run less than the perfect OS, which allowed all the jingoists out there to feel good about themselves. So we're doing pretty well with that. It's a pretty nice deal. We have 8 out of 10 listeners now on the streaming media thing. This week's poll is about your mail client. A lot of what we've talked about today, the insecurities, the problems, the viruses, come in through your mail client. They target Outlook and Outlook Express. So if you use one of the others, you're less likely, I didn't say it's impossible, but you're less likely to get it. And if you do get it, just simply not opening it makes it good for you. Our poll so far, 128 of you seem to have voted so far. And so far, I'm afraid Outlook and Outlook Express are winning. 34% of you are forwarding every virus. I mean, are using Outlook and Outlook Express, followed by Mozilla Netscape, followed by Other, please leave an opinion, followed by Eudora, my personal favorite, followed by Thunderbird, my other favorite, web-based email. Evolution got 2 votes. Evolution is Outlook for Linux. It's basically an Outlook clone, and it's free. For, what is it, $30 or something, you can get the connector to Microsoft Exchange if you use Exchange. So Evolution is a pretty hot product. Entourage is one of the premier ones on the Mac side.
And Microsoft has added Exchange support for Entourage. And Apple has added Exchange support in Apple Mail. So now the OS X users can get into an Exchange server, which was a big shortcoming in the enterprise markets.
Right, and for those of you still using text-based email, mostly on Linux, I have the Mutt, Pine, etc. That's 1 vote. That's got to be Tony Placilla. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more Soundbites. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and medical reporter, Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers. Available at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, Brighton Campus Chiropractors, 2024 West Henrietta Road, Suite 5B, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, Portland Avenue, and at You Need a Birkenstock, Cobblestone Court, Route 96 in Victor, across from Eastview Mall.
all.
Hear that? That music? It's Rogers Pianos, and when you hear that music, big things are going to happen. Big things like Rogers Pianos' four-day combo sale. We're celebrating Valentine's Day and President's Day with a huge combination sale at the store voted by Rochester readers as the number one piano store in the entire Rochester marketplace. We want you to share in the sweetest deals you'll ever find on both new and used instruments. Acoustic pianos, digital pianos, CD piano players, virtually every famous brand in the piano world, but it's this weekend only, four incredible days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Rogers Pianos, 1425 Jefferson Road, and ask about our special sales tax policy during this gigantic event. Celebrate sweetheart savings on an extraordinary selection of new and used pianos, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only at Rogers Pianos in the Saginaw Plaza, 1425 Jefferson Road, right next to the main post office.
Rogers.
Drive down any street, you'll see them. Icicles hanging from every gutter and roof. They might as well be time bombs. The sheer weight of that ice is going to rip down those gutters and roofs. Even worse, the ice dams that build up behind them are just waiting to destroy your walls and windows and furnishings. Homeowners, let me say this right now. You need to call the pros at the Dan Fulmer Company. They'll come right to your home and help you address the cause of the problem. Insulation and ventilation. I can't stress that enough. Insulation and ventilation. They'll examine your situation and give you an absolutely free estimate to help prevent it from happening again. We got a lot of winter in front of us, so call 458-3900. 458-3900.
Dan Fulmer Company.
Call 458-3900.
Discover the hidden treasure in fine dining, the Crystal Barn. Elegant continental dining in an unusual atmosphere of crystal and rustic oak. It's just a great place for lunch, dinner, snack, or cocktail. Their martini bar is offering a fabulous selection of 15 different martinis. The cozy ambience is still at the Crystal Barn, whether it be traditional fare of landmark Angus beef, veal, rack of lamb, king crab legs, sea bass, antelope, wild boar, or one of Chef Camilo's contemporary creations. You're in for the treat of your life. Your next business or private event will be better than ever. Good portions of uncompromised quality food and unsurpassed service at the same comfortable prices. There are three private rooms, so call now to make arrangements for your next meeting or holiday party at the Crystal Barn. The hidden treasure that discreet diners tell their friends about. The Crystal Barn. On the hill at the corner of Clover Street and Jefferson Road in the town of Pittsburgh. 381-4844. The Crystal Barn.
Stone Buick delivers sound bites.
Save big on how you communicate with Frontier Choices Unlimited. Combine all your phone and internet services for one low price. Start with local service, then choose your favorite calling features. Add your internet connection, like maximum speed DSL, Rochester's fastest, and unlimited long distance that lets you call anyone, anytime, across the state, across the country. It's just that simple. One low price on one bill from one place. Your local phone company, Frontier. Sign up now, and your first month of unlimited long distance is free. Just call 777-SAVE. Some restrictions apply.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services.
Saturday night, the Amherst head to Syracuse to continue the best rivalry in the AHL. The Amherst, the Crunch, Saturday at 7:05, only on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in just a half a second. I just want to remind you, after you vote in our poll, as 141 of you have already done, please head over to my website, AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com. and leave an opinion about the features of your current email program that led you to pick it. That's an interesting point that I'd like to make sure everybody does. I know we're going to get the same old people who don't spend much time talking about the program at all. But if you could let us know why you like the mail program you're using, we'd love to hear that. Thanks. Our next caller is Dan, or Don, or John, from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hi, it is Dan.
I'm sorry, I just had to tweak Rob a little bit.
It's all good.
Just had to give Rob a little shout. Go ahead, Dan.
Keep him out.
Don't worry, it's all good. I have some information to give you that'll help you answer my question.
Great.
I run Zone Alarm and I run McAfee Antivirus, and it's up to date and everything like that. I had something come up on my computer yesterday that completely befuddled me. What happened was I got the Microsoft Windows installer was trying to install something, and I had no idea what I was trying to install. I kept clicking it off, and it kept coming back up. My Zone Alarm came up and said, TG Shell EXE wants to go to the Internet. Do you want to let it go? And I said, no, absolutely not.
You're right.
What is TG Shell EXE? Any ideas?
This came up. What were you doing?
I just restarted the computer.
Dan, are you also running AdAware?
Okay, here's the thing. In the last week, and I don't turn my computer off every single night, I had added AdAware, I had added SpyBot.
And you updated both of them?
I turned them up. They're both running.
No. One thing we got to tell folks to do, once you download both AdAware and SpyBot,
mm-hmm.
is after you install them, the very first thing you do before running them is you open up the program, and there's a thing there that will say check for updates. Because both AdAware and SpyBot have updates.
Okay.
So you've got to go up there on both of those, and AdAware, it's just simply right under near the start button or the next button or the start button.
Right.
It's the start button.
And it is possible that I didn't restart it after I added those.
Yeah.
So,
Are you an at-home customer?
Yes.
That's it. TG Shell is part of the Tioga Systems suite of tools that At Home licenses.
Wait a minute. At Home, what do you mean? I thought you meant, is it business or is it home?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, At Home is Comcast's cable modem system.
Oh, I'm on cable, but I'm on Roadrunner.
Let me at least say that TG Shell is part of the Tioga System software.
Okay.
And these are a bunch of tools that run the Healing System Help Desk software from Tioga.
It said there was a little double helix down on my taskbar.
Yep.
That was spinning, and if I right clicked on it, the only thing I got was visitsupport.com. Now I went to support.com. And it didn't look like it had anything whatsoever to do with. It didn't look like it had anything whatsoever to do with this thing. So I just assumed that it was a virus or something like that. So what I did was I went to Control L Delete and killed it that way. And I looked for TG Shell EXE through the find command, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Is this your own personal machine or a work machine? Or
it's mine, yeah. It's just my regular computer.
It sounds like something you tried to install or mm-hmm. that you clicked on inadvertently is attempting to install something like the Tioga Systems software, which is probably you don't really want it to do.
Okay.
I suspect that your best bet at this point is to let it install. Disconnect yourself from the Internet and let the install finish. Then see if you can delete it. Look on your first look for the add remove programs.
Right, I've been there and I looked.
Well, because it isn't installed yet, so
yeah.
But it's going to keep trying to install.
Okay.
You might be able to stop that from happening by editing the registry.
Well, I restarted it and it didn't come back. It didn't try to do that all over again. Although the other weird thing that it did, and I neglected to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
It network neighborhood came up on my main screen. Now yeah. I haven't had network neighborhood on my screen and since I installed Windows 98 on there. So for whatever reason, network neighborhood got put on there again, and I've tried to remove it and I can't.
It's because it's automatically installed when you install networking software in the PC, which gets installed when you connect to cable internet because it is a network.
But it hasn't been on there in probably...
Your login might have changed from Windows to Microsoft Network.
Or the software attempted to... Who is your internet provider?
Time Warner.
I don't think that they did this.
And I didn't do anything with Time Warner.
Spyware that was masking itself as that program, and I would advise, you know, since you haven't updated both the Adware and SpyBot, do both of those updates to both of those.
All right.
And run those and see what it'll find.
I'll do that. And I just have one other quick question for you guys, and I'll make this one easier. When I cold start my computer, it'll come up to 160 megs of RAM. But if I restart it, it always comes up to 96 megs of RAM. Why does it do that?
Does it have a failing chip?
It's done that ever since the chip was put in. It always on restart goes to 96 megs, but on a cold, or even if I shut it all the way down and then turn it back on, it'll come back up to 160.
But is it the exact same style chip?
I believe so.
Believing in what is?
I'm reasonably literate, so I...
Yeah, but I mean, as long as they're the same speed, if you're using PC-100s and put in a PC-133...
Well, if anything, I know that the second chip is faster than the first, not slower. I know that causes problems.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on what the motherboard needs. If the motherboard needs 100 and you put in 133, it's going to step down to 100.
Okay. Well,
but if it was only like 4 megs, I'd say it was the shared video.
Right.
But that sounds like there is one RAM card either loose or beginning to fail.
Okay.
Being sporadic.
And it may not be the card itself. It may indeed be the socket.
Try switching the sticks around.
Okay.
But you're saying when you boot it, when the machine is cold, I don't mean a cold restart, but when the machine has been cooled down.
No, either way. I mean, if I just shut it off quick and then turn it back on, it'll come on at 160. If I do it from a cold start, where it's been off for a day or two, it'll come up to 160. But if I add software or something like that and it has to restart, then it'll only come up to 96 megs of RAM. So I always have to shut the machine down when I'm installing software and then turn it back on.
And at that point, the machine really thinks it only has 96 meg of RAM no matter what else you do.
When I restart it, it only thinks it's got 96 megs of RAM. It moves slower and it crashes easier because it just doesn't have the resources.
Yeah. It still sounds like some kind of hardware problem.
I built this computer, so it's got quirks. There's no question. Yeah.
It sounds like there's some signal line that's being held down during a restart and not released.
Sticks around.
All right, I'll try that.
Can't hurt to try that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your help.
Thanks. What an interesting set of problems.
Yeah.
Don't let him call again. I mean, no, seriously, it's an interesting set of problems. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, why not? Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wow, Rush Limbaugh.
This is nothing compared to other stuff going on out there.
You've got people on MTV pretending to be making love.
Where do you think this culture's been headed?
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten farther than this by now. Anyway, I'm surprised that she came out and didn't undo both of them with no silver spider.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5.
I mean, let's get real here.
On News Radio 1180.
This is too much fun.
WHAM.
Are you collecting pennies? Bring them to Ruby Gordon this President's Day, because we have marked down hundreds of items to a penny with the purchase. There are sale items throughout the store. Choose from a fabulous selection of furniture and get a select item for only one penny. And now until Monday,
better hurry.
You won't even need a penny for a deposit because it's no deposit and no interest till 2007. That's no deposit and no interest for 3 years. Choose from Rochester's largest selection of furniture. It all happens this President's Day weekend when Ruby Gordon goes all out to make you the deals you can't life refused, like a Lane recliner. You buy one, and you get a second one for one penny. You owe it to yourself to see why Ruby Gordon was voted Rochester's number one choice in furniture. And remember, if we can't beat an advertised price anywhere in the country, it's free. The Ruby Gordon Furniture President's Day Sale. Now until Monday, 3737 West Henrietta Road. Come in and see why we are Rochester's furniture store.
Viking International Furniture is moving to Eastview Mall. During the month of February, Viking International welcomes everyone who loves contemporary European furniture to our moving sale. You can save up to 50% off everything in the store. During our moving sale, you will find great savings on the finest European designs. You'll save on the highest quality leather sofas, dining sets, bedrooms, recliners, and the world's most beautiful accessories. Don't miss this rare opportunity for quality and savings. Viking International's moving sale is on all this month. Visit Viking at 1225 Jefferson Road in the Frontier Commons or online at vikinghome.com. Viking International. Contemporary furniture for contemporary people.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place on November 12, 2003.
OnStar Center, this is Herman. How may I help you?
My car is saying stability system disabled and reduced engine power. I'm trying to get my kids to school and it's not working.
So I can run a diagnostic probe to see exactly what it's saying.
Could you please?
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
If you're having trouble with your vehicle, an OnStar advisor can run a GM Goodwrench remote diagnostic probe to help identify the problem.
All right, I am showing that there's a problem with your powertrain system. It says take to the dealership immediately. Do you want me to set up roadside assistance for you?
Yes.
And are you in a safe location?
Yeah, I'm at a park.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give them a call.
You're wonderful.
OnStar is available on 51 General Motors models. To learn more, visit your dealer or OnStar.com.
Okay, I do have roadside. You'll be further assisting you today, okay?
Okay.
Was there anything else I could do before I let you go?
No, thank you so much.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Don't miss the All-American Sale going on now at Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek. Save $2.50 when you pick up a Marie Callender frozen apple pie. Bake one tonight for just $3.99. Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek, your price right neighborhood food stores.
Listen to the WHAM Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Henry.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. I was just looking at the opinions on AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com. And the opinions that people from the poll, number 25, apparently using Gentoo. He's waiting for the Mozilla Thunderbird port to code to hit portage. I'm very excited to see somebody using Gentoo. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Doug from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Doug. What's your question?
Well, I'm in the car, so I can't take a lot of detail, but I don't think I need it. I need
you
to
can
know
listen to the archives after they go up.
There you go.
There you go.
Good idea. I recently reformatted my hard disk, put in XP Pro. I've got myself as an administrator and then one other user. And the main reason I did it is because, as you know, there was no security in Win98 as far as keeping
right.
other users from seeing certain folders.
Right.
Because I like to bounce around using DOS and Win98 sometimes, I created folders for my Excel files and Word files that were directly off of the root
mm-hmm.
Rather than try and type my documents in a DOS box, you know.
Right.
So I need to find out, is it possible to completely hide folders that are off the root directory from a user who's not an administrator but knows how to start Explorer? I don't care if they can see the folder, but I don't want them to be able to even see the files that are in it, much less open them.
Yes.
Just mark it as invisible.
Yeah,
well,
one way.
That's one way, but the easiest thing to do is in that place, documents and settings, or my documents, or whatever you called it, docs. Mine is called docs, by the way, and it's on, the,
right.
on a separate drive. But what you do is you can take a whole folder, if you like, or individual documents, right-click on it, okay, and select Sharing and Security from the drop-down menu.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing, make this folder private so that only you have access. Select the following checkbox. Make this folder private.
Hmm. And that'll affect only my profile when I'm logged in as the administrator.
No. It affects everybody's profile and makes it private except for whoever you were when you checked that box.
I see. Okay. Gotcha. I created an experimental folder off the root. And let me back up a second. Can that be done only in folders that are beneath the document and settings folder, or can it be done with...
Anywhere.
Any folder.
Any folder.
Yeah.
Okay. I created an experimental one, which I can't get rid of now, and luckily I didn't do it to one that I needed, and I don't recall where I fiddled in that right-click context box. Ended up not being able to open, delete, or do anything with anything in that folder. I think, and this is the next part of my question.
That's a little much, I think.
Too much, definitely. I think where I got befuddled was that, I did not select whatever option it was for all users or everyone, whatever they call it.
Right.
But, I clicked on the help thing, the little question mark, and what I found was that the instructions were written by that robot from Lost in Space.
Yeah, Danger Will Robinson.
I understand inheritance, basically, but so I guess the rest of my question is, have you guys found a book that is written for human beings who really want to know more about this? I mean, I prefer to read rather than...
Networking for Dummies?
Yeah, right. Dummy series.
Annoyances, Windows XP Annoyances.
Aha.
Is a good book for a lot of this stuff.
God, I had the Win98 version of that.
Annoyances.org is a real neat place for finding questions. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. You should also be able to on yes. that. I'm looking to see if I can. If I know under NT. Now you see. Doesn't seem to let me own it. Change the owner.
That's where somebody from a news group pointed me, and it at least got me access to the files. But in the experimental folder, which I hate trash on the hard drive, I just want to get rid of it, and it still won't let me. You know how that is? Folders you don't need, you want to get rid of them. So.
Right.
Clutter.
Yeah, if you can change the owner to you, you should then be able to change the permissions to anything you want them to be.
That should work. Okay. Second quick question, real quick one. I've got a computer with a power supply that's dead, and it's much smaller than any of the extras I have laying around. Where's a good place to pick one up here in town? Power supply.
Power supplies?
Yeah.
I have them, any of the superstores.
Yeah, the superstores would probably have the standard sizes. If you're looking for something smaller, you might have to go to one of the smaller shops and get it ordered.
Yeah. Okay. Is it just in a standard case?
Yeah, it's basically a short case. I don't even know what they call them anymore. Not a full-size tower.
Mini tower.
Yeah, a mini tower.
300 watt or 350, 400?
350.
Yeah, I've got them, give me a call on Monday.
Everybody.
Okay, I'll stop in.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your help.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Interesting little problem. Anyway, our next caller, Niaz from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Niaz. What's your question?
Okay.
How close was I, Niaz?
Option, but to repeat all previous caller, great talk.
Thank you.
And I have problem with my Norton antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
About months ago, I somehow... caught a warm blaster virus. I eliminated it from my computer system, and since then was not able to get virus definition. I tried even to upgrade my 2002 Norton antivirus to 2004.
Right.
And it still keeps giving me that virus definition. The latest virus definition was done on 11/4/2003.
Niaz, when you install the 2004, one thing that we've been noticing is, it won't always enable email checking and a variety of other things. What Norton has suggested to do is if you go to the start and you go to programs and then under the Norton folder is click on the check for updates. And sometimes you might have to do this three or four times to get all the updates. And you keep doing it until it says no more updates available, because even though you updated it to a newer program, it also corrupts some of the older programs and files. So once you install it, you got to run the update a number of times until it says no more updates available, and then double check to see if, you know, like your email is working correctly, or you know, a variety of other things, that the DAT files are incorrectly.
Let me also suggest, actually, before you do that, just to be on the absolute safe side, you want to run Stinger.
I did that. I followed your advice, and Stinger actually found a couple of Trojans on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't find any other big problem, or at least didn't report them.
Did you run the Adware?
Adware I run at least once a week on a regular basis.
What we tend to suggest is when you find a problem with Stinger, your best bet at that point is to uninstall and then reinstall your antivirus program. Because Stinger only looks for the viruses that damage or stop from running your antivirus software.
Like Klez.
So the problem is, it may well be that whatever Stinger killed had damaged your antivirus software. So your best bet is to uninstall it and reinstall it to get a fresh, clean copy. Of course, just to be on the safe side, once again run Stinger before you do that.
That's
the new version.
I will definitely do. The thing is that I don't have hard copy of the antivirus. I download it from the Symantec website.
If you've got your serial number, you should be able to download it again.
Yeah, you can download it
again. And I have a tip to everyone else, as soon as you download something like that, burn it to a disk so you have a copy.
Right.
So that's legal?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. In this case, yes.
All right. The thing is that I have my confirmation number from 2002, but whenever I try to purchase, it reports that no server was found and all that type of stuff, and I cannot even do purchase of 2004. So
they
far,
had
I'm
a
right.
problem for a while, but I thought that was fixed
now. Yeah, I think so. I think it's fixed now.
So it's still okay. So it's known problem.
Yeah, you should. Oh, yeah. That should be fixed by now.
Okay, so would you recommend anything, other alternative programs, like BullGuard keeps sending me email?
If you're looking for something you can pay for, I'm a big fan of McAfee.
So McAfee.
But in addition, I like, from the free side, I like AVG.
Yes.
From a company called Grisoft, G-R-I-S-O-F-T, and both of all of that stuff is listed in our links.
Okay, that's where.
It's also on the Security Tango down there for a recommended antivirus program.
Exactly.
Recommended antivirus. Fantastic. And one little question about SpyBot.
Yeah.
SpyBot is also great software, sounds like, but it gives at the end, after checking all my computers, some settings with so many options, installation, main settings.
Yeah, but you can, generally speaking, for 99% of the people, the way it installs is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't need to know all that stuff.
Yeah,
just do the updates.
Yeah.
Both Adware and SpyBot.
Oh, SpyBot also has to be updated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, both
update
of them.
Update them both every time you run them. We got to take a break now. Thank you, Niaz. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Mina Francesco, all of you, Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hello, I'm Leslie Nielsen. One of the things I love most about Toronto is its restaurants. Some of the world's best cuisine, ranging from the familiar to the exotic, and all in one city. I'll tell you one thing, I never leave hungry. Waiter?
Yes?
I'll have what that man is having.
What, a fight with his wife?
With mashed potatoes, please.
Once again, it's time for a little Toronto. This amazing new package includes a ticket to The Producers or Mamma Mia. A great dinner, a great hotel, and a great attraction from $118 U.S. Some conditions apply. Call 1-800-499-2554 or visit torontotourism.com to book your getaway today.
And I see we're all finished. How was dinner, sir?
The steak was a little tough.
You had lobster.
That explains pretty much everything.
Can I take your bib?
I'll wear it home, thank you.
Visit torontotourism.com for more details. It's time for a little Toronto.
Meet the good men from Spur Chevy Buick Pontiac GMC in Brockport. The four most wanted brands.
500 vehicles. Never heard of Spur? Well, let me just say, if you've got some credit issues, you're surely going to want to listen up. See, once a year, the bank gives its premium dealers, like Spur, a special opportunity to get even the toughest credit customers approved. So today, till close of business on Monday the 16th, chances are, as long as you're employed or have steady income, you will be approved for a new Spur, Chevy, Buick, Pontiac, or GMC. I gotta say, if you've been hankering for a new car, truck, van, or SUV, but your credit's kind of rough around the edges, I suggest you get to Spur before close of business Monday, February 16th. Rest assured, this will be the most easygoing credit approval process anywhere, anytime. Spur, Chevy, Buick, Pontiac, GMC. A good deal from good men is easy to spot. Call them, 637-3999. Find them by taking 531 to Route 31 and look left. Drive the extra five. And give them a shot.
Offer absolutely ends 9 p.m. February 16th.
Hear that? That music? It's Rogers Pianos, and when you hear that music, big things are going to happen. Big things like Rogers Pianos' four-day combo sale. We're celebrating Valentine's Day and President's Day with a huge combination sale at the store voted by Rochester readers as the number one piano store in the entire Rochester marketplace. We want you to share in the sweetest deals you'll ever find on both new and used instruments. Acoustic pianos, digital pianos, CD piano players, virtually every famous brand in the piano world, but it's this weekend only, four incredible days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Rogers Pianos, 1425 Jefferson Road, and ask about our special sales tax policy during this gigantic event. Celebrate sweetheart savings on an extraordinary selection of new and used pianos, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only at Rogers Pianos in the Saginaw Plaza, 1425 Jefferson Road, right next to the main post office.
Rogers.
Sound Bites, powered by Patrick Jeep.
If someone you love is terminally ill, Hospice of Rochester can help. To learn more, call 585-214-1400. Call Hospice today.
My husband was 69 years old when he was diagnosed. He was full of cancer. I was under the impression that hospice meant these homes where people can go. I didn't realize that they would be willing to come to the house. Hospice care helped me and my husband in allowing him to die the way he wanted to, in his own bed, with dignity, peacefully, with very little pain. They just took care of everything. The best part about having hospice there was the feeling of having someone who knew what they were doing. Let them in, let them help, and let them show you how to cope with these things.
If someone you love is terminally ill, Genesee Region Home Care can help. Call Hospice today at 585-214-1400.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Listen to the WHAM Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
That's it. That's the news you need. That's the information you need to know. This is Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And excuse me a moment while I control my mouse here. We're going to go to to Charlie from Geneva. Welcome, Charlie. What's your question? Don't you wish you knew what went on in the break? What's up, Charlie?
They maybe
that
don't want
it. I might have to hang up.
No, it was completely clean. No.
Oh, very good,
no.
Very good.
It may have been dirty, but it wasn't that kind of dirty.
I can live with that. This kind of won't be that hard a question, but on the conversation you had about the Attaware and the holes it was leaving and everything.
Right.
What's a sign that you have that problem, or you want us to delete it, get rid of it?
Well, no, Attaware doesn't have holes. Attaware closes the holes.
Well, they're closing them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But, yeah, it's trying to what it is it's, like I say, it's not a Trojan, it's not a virus, but it's a program that comes in and tries to pretend that it's, you know, something like Attaware.
All right.
So, you know, and it wants to install. And if, you know, you're not actually installing something, don't let it, you know, because it's got to ask your permission to connect to that website and then, you know, download that program. And then if you're on AOL, it goes through your whole buddy list and sends it out to other people on your buddy list.
I just hope no problem then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had to go back in and get rid of it.
No. The real problem with this one is that it comes to a lot of people through AIM, AOL's Instant Messenger. There are an amazing number of kids who are on it.
Exactly.
And they'll see something like this and think, oh, man, Mom and Dad are going to be so excited when I actually, you know, run this because it's clearly something that's good for me. So it's coming through as either that or the other way it comes in as a humorous Osama bin Laden game.
Gotcha.
And the software is called Buddy Links. And what it does it's interesting because the legal disclaimer tells you what's being installed, but of course nobody reads that stuff.
Yeah, they just go, okay, yeah, next.
Right. It violates the AIM terms of service. It's a slimy version of adware, not ad aware, but adware, which is the thing that ad aware kills.
As far as the virus protection and what do you think of this e-trust?
I've heard good things about it. I have not used it myself, but it's supposed to be a pretty darn good program.
Yeah, I've got it. They put it on for me. I mean, it's one cost. You get free lifetime updates.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
I haven't had any problems, so knock on wood here.
As long as they keep up with the updates, you know, every week.
Yeah, that's what kind
that's
of...
the name of the game.
Just like with SpyBot and Adware. If you don't do the updates, why have it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
You took a sweat off my brow.
Our pleasure. That's why we're here. Our next caller, Mark, from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mark. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a pretty simple question. It's about file sharing.
Right.
And my parents actually downloaded. They had.
Here we go. Now suddenly we're blaming the parents.
No, they don't live with me, but.
Yeah.
They had Kazaa for a while, and they finally heard, they're not quite as sophisticated with computers, and they had heard all the bad things about what Kazaa does to your computer as far as spyware and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they got rid of it, and my mom purchased WinMX for something like $24 for 2 years. You can download all the songs that you want, and she assumed that meant it was legal. Now she's beginning to hear that it's not legal.
Right.
I guess I don't know a ton about which ones are legal, if any.
iTunes is legal.
What's that?
iTunes.
Okay.
Which is an Apple website.
That also available for Windows.
Also, mm-hmm. It's also available for Windows. There are a couple of others that are legal.
Napster 2.0.
Right.
From Roxio.
But only 2.0.
Because you're paying for them.
And the Music Match music service from Music Match Software.
And those are, I've heard of iTunes, that's, you know, something like 99 cents a song or something
like
that. Right.
Right.
Press Play and Rhapsody were two of the older ones that had a subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
You pay $15 a month, and then you get the privilege of paying $1 a song. And if you stop paying your subscription fee, all of your songs that you already paid for quit working.
Right.
I guess I have this question then. With a site like WinMX, my only question is, if they're actually charging people and making money off of this, how come the record industry hasn't come down on a site like that, like a ton of bricks? I mean,
well, because they're picking their battles.
They may not have noticed it yet.
The free ones have many, 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 many more users.
Right, 100 million users.
Because on Napster, the original Napster, those were free programs.
They'll certainly get around to them.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is, and what the courts have decided, is that the original Napster, Kazaa, LimeWire, WinMX, those services are not illegal in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People use them for illegal purposes.
Right.
So it's a subtle distinction in the law.
Right. As a way to share, for example, open source software that you've written, it's a great idea.
Right. So the concept of WinMX is perfectly legal and fine to subscribe to it. If someone is uploading a song illegally, that's their crime. And then if you download it without knowing that it's an illegal upload, that becomes your crime.
Right. If you're interested in a record label that calls themselves Not Evil, their motto is We Are Not Evil. Most of the, they're an independent record label, and most of the money actually goes back to the artist. I think it's 50-50, as opposed to like 4%. Magnatune at magnatune.com. You ought to give that one a try. There's some very interesting stuff there. Obviously, it's not the mainstream artist, but it's very good music. We got to move on to one more call at least. Our next caller is Tony on a cell phone. Welcome, Tony. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Hey, I've got a HP laptop, and I was going to lend it to a friend. So I was going to set up the guest account for him. When I set the guest account up, all of a sudden, but the screen resolution went kind of goofy on me, and it just kind of looked like it was, you know, down to the lowest. And then I opened it up, and it just started getting worse and worse and worse. And before you know it, to make a real long story short, my screen shrunk to half the area, and you know, the
file. Even in your other, what version of Windows are you running?
XP. I bought this thing last August.
Okay, and even in your other, identities, it's that way?
Yeah, I couldn't even go into my other identity. I tried to fix it, and I couldn't even, you know, I went to Windows Update to try to get something to fix it, and I couldn't. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up deleting the guest account, but now some of my fonts are still large size.
Screen resolution or font display size.
Yeah, you got two problems here, and you need to get onto our website and put this in the forums where we can answer it, because I'm sorry, we're actually done for another week. I apologize. I was hoping to get in an actual call, but I can't. Please join us in the forums and put your question there, and somebody will answer it. One of us will answer it. We're done now. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Lint, and me, Nick Francesco. Don't forget, next week we're going to be on later. Thanks for listening.
No.
Shh, it's 5:30 a.m. at the Jones House on President's Day.
Mom, we're bored and it's spring vacation.
Well, Mom, don't let this happen to you. Get to Snow Country in the Pittsford Plaza and sign up for the 5th annual Snow Country Clear Channel Ski Trip to Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. This year, take the whole family for a day of skiing or snowboarding on 52 slopes. Check out Western New York's first high-speed quad, new lifts, new half-pipe, new fun. The bus leaves Snow Country on President's Day morning. That's February 16th at 7:30 a.m. Returns that night, and all for just $45 per person. Just think, a family of four can have a fun-filled day on the slopes at Holiday Valley for just $190, including continental breakfast and a ride to and from the mountain. So get to Snow Country today. Call 586-6460 or log on to wham1180.com. Sign up soon, because space is limited. Transportation by Kemp's Tour and Travel Luxury Motor Coach.
Fun never ends, great speed, great times, great friends.
Don't miss the first annual Rochester RV and Camping Show this Thursday, February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience. Get incredible deals from one of Western New York's best RV dealers, Colton RV, with over 150...